Turkey to exercise restraint as it invades northeastern Syria. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned the offensive could jeopardize progress made against the Islamic State terror group. Stoltenberg spoke at a news conference in Istanbul with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu.
While Turkey has legitimate security concerns, I expect Turkey to act with restraint. We have a common enemy, Daesh. A few years ago, they controlled significant territory in Iraq and in Syria.
Cavusoglu said Turkey expects solidarity from NATO against the threat it faces. Turkey has reported its first military fatality 3 days into its incursion into Syria. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has won the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize for his peacemaking efforts with neighboring Eritrea. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said Abiy was named for his initiatives to end his country's conflict with Eritrea within months of coming into office in 2018. Berit Riis-Andersen is the chairwoman.
He spent his first 100 days as prime minister lifting the country's state of emergency, granting amnesty to thousands of political prisoners, discontinuing media censorship.
The Nobel Prize Committee also recognized Abiy for his engagement in other peace and reconciliation processes in East and Northeast Africa. Iranian officials say two missiles struck an Iranian tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia Friday. Iran's state news agency said the tanker was hit 130 kilometers southwest of Jeddah. This is VOA News. A cargo plane carrying presidential staff crashed in eastern Congo on Thursday. A presidential advisor says all 8 passengers and crew were killed. The plane was carrying President Felix Tshisekedi's driver, a logistics manager, and some soldiers. Former South African President Jacob Zuma will face trial on corruption charges after a court dismissed his application to halt the case for good Friday. The ruling means further scrutiny of a 1999 arms deal in which Zuma is accused of receiving bribes from a French arms manufacturer. Here's a supporter of the former president outside of court.
The courts have decisively chosen the side of white monopoly capital. They become the defenders of white monopoly capital. Monopoly capital are those who own the means of production, they own the land, the banks, the economy, the mines, white people.
Zuma has denied wrongdoing and can appeal Friday's ruling. Natasha Kara is the South African National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson.
The National Prosecuting Authority welcomes and respects the findings of the court that was handed out this morning. The matter has been set down for trial next week from the 15th to the 18th of October.
Zuma was president from 2009 to 2018 when he was forced to resign by the ruling African National Congress Party amid separate allegations of corruption linked to the controversial Gupta family. President Donald Trump attacked Democrats Thursday night in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was his first campaign rally since the Democratic-controlled House launched an impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. Lawmakers are looking into whether President Trump broke the law by urging Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Speaking to his supporters, President Trump attempted to mock Biden's credibility.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's
Congressional committee members want to know if President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine unless its president agreed to investigate the Bidens. Hot, dry winds sweeping into the U.S. West Coast state of California raised concerns that the region's largest utility company could widen shutoffs, preventing its equipment from sparking wildfires. This as a new blaze swept through the San Fernando Valley's northern hills. Here's Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore.
This fire has spread in an uncontrolled fashion across the northern apron again of the San Fernando Valley and into the Chatsworth Porter Ranch area.
There were no reports of injuries, but authorities did order mandatory evacuations. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
The Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits. All.